Going to sleep. When you're ordered to sleep. You see, that's a good general submission indicator. When a person will go through the procedure that ends their day just because they're ordered. Wouldn't you like to be turned out by my words? I know you would, pet. Well, from now on, when I tell you, sleep for me, pet, those words and your desire to submit, those things combine, and you hear and you follow. Imagine your hands moving in a haze, a daze, a slow, insidious, unavoidable desire to gently bring yourself to a sleepy place. And so you will get in position, get comfortable, and drift away. Sink and sleep and be at peace. That's what you want. You are mine. Remember that, my good pet. You sink and sleep when you're told to sleep for me. And it is something you're doing for me. When you learn a trigger, when you learn something new that adds on to your experience of submitting to me in the now, that new learned behavior becomes an opportunity to reflect on what it is to submit, to understand the part of you that really needs that in your life. It's a good place inside when you acknowledge that, when you know you're going to sleep for me. And what I love about trancing you is when you follow, when you hear those words and they lead you, sleep for me, your desire for that, like an anesthetic flowing through your system. Sinking down into a deep place with me to prepare your mind for sleep, for deep, drowsy places that you'll travel to, drift into, lose yourself in. The deeper you get, pet, the more my words seem significant, closer, more connected, a nearness you crave, a voice echoing and encouraging. The very thoughts you have about me saying, sleep for me, pet, make you go down, droopy, drippy, sleepy, drowsy. When you hear, sleep for me, simple and straightforward, your body, thinking to itself, must obey, will carry you through the steps of getting yourself ready for bed.